Thanks everyone for coming. You all good? Okay.
Well, a clip that looked really good and really exciting. You must have been thrilled by passionate that game.
Yeah, I think that's what makes them a smile after a pre-season. We had a really good first quarter, so we'll wrap with our defensive action in the first quarter, particularly against such a quality team. Inconsistent in the middle two quarters and then okay in the last. And I think what our members should know is we had 78 rotations today, and I think the Hawks had 134 or 135, something around that. So that was deliberate. We wanted to really push our players today, make them endure. And I think that's why it's hard to maintain the consistency when you're limiting rotations like we did.
Were you pleased with that in mind, how well you seemed to run out the game?
Yeah, I think in the first and last quarters we might have marginally got up in the inside 50. So considering that, it shows the effort was there from our players and they've got an ability to endure, and it was part of the NAB challenge is really being able to condition our players, and we got that from them.
It's probably a bit exciting thoughtfully run Weary, McKay and Murphy still to come if that starts to be sweet after the first quarter.
Yeah, well, we're going to trial lots of players through the NAB challenge, and I think our members should be excited when we get the opportunity to blood some of our first year guys like Weedering and McKay, and we saw Kerno tonight for a little glimpse. So yeah, I think whenever you bring a young bloke into a group, you always get a little bit more energy.
What was the biggest lesson of the night? It's one thing you really
learned about your main group. Well, what I learned is their ability to endure. I really enjoyed some of our defenders. They ran off well at times. We didn't always complete our plays. We turned some balls over when we were out and running, but I thought our defenders defended really well. Some good fists from some of the more experienced players like Jamison. Good days. He got through a game after a big pre-season, and Kerridge adds a bit of run for us as well. So there's lots of little sprouts, but we've got to keep building on our consistency, no doubt.
You know, what do you think players getting unreadened? Were you happy with why they seem to stifle ball movement pretty well at times?
Yeah, I think at times we were. The point being, we're a little inconsistent. Plus, we hung them out a bit. We left them out there and didn't rotate regularly. So there's some signs that we thought our system, our defensive action and ball movements there. Got to remember, we're playing the Premiers with quite a few Premiership players out there. So we knew it probably wasn't going to be consistent for a whole game.
What do you think about your players coming against the best team?
I think they just get a little bit more faith in our stoppage system, our defensive action, our ball movement, that when they execute it, that it works and it can work against good opposition. Again, I'll reiterate, we'd like to be more consistent at it, though. They would have learnt that, though. They would have got a little bit of a good feel that their hard work will pay off.
Mike, finally, seeking to thrive, not in a tagging role, chasing the ball. Is that probably a good look at trial at the end of the year?
Yeah, well, Mark only played a half tonight, but we know in and around congestion, he'll win his fair share of ball, and that's what we expect from our inside midfielders. Yeah, well, I think he's got a really good engine. He can run. So he played a little bit on the inside and outside. I think it's a pass mark for him first up, yeah.
For someone like Levi Caswell, strong tonight. What you've seen in the pre-season and then tonight, do you think his game might jump to another level this year?
Well, he had a late start to his pre-season, but again, what we did like was his ability to launch at the ball and take really strong contested marks. He's pretty special at that. Again, our entries just need to support him at times. We'd like to complete our plays a little better.
Does that approach tonight, even with the reduced rotations, does that affect the way you approach the rest of the process?
Oh, it's just we're into a real strong conditioning block at the moment, and we wanted to make sure that this game was part of that. We know that the rotations are limited this year, so we think it'll pay us back at some point.
Personally, for you, back in Tassie,
oh, listen, I was really process-driven tonight because we're thinking about lots when you go up into the coach's box, but I was more just looking forward to seeing the players go out there and have a real red-up crack with a new group of players. There were seven new players, I think, put on the Carlton Guernsey tonight, so just let them go out there and unite and play against some opposition, because it's a long pre-season when you're playing against yourself.
I'd say that game, but probably the Guernsey
Now, listen,
my mind's not at all in last year, but yeah, I thought there was some good effort and application, no doubt.
And just the next week, I think it's next week against Essendon, bring a few blokes back, obviously a real bit of a game.
Yeah, well, the NAB Cup for us is at the moment is about uniting as a group and giving exposures. We gave 7 exposures tonight, and maybe next week we might see a few more of our young drafted. Next week we'll see a few more of our young drafted players potentially. We'll just see how they unfold.
Everyone get through okay?
Yeah, I haven't had a report yet from the medical team, but at this stage there's nothing that's jumped out.
All right, cool. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good on you, gents.